people, and they say what? They say, can you do it again? Can you do it again for us? And Jesus says to them, listen, you're missing the point. The point isn't that I'm capable of feeding you physical food. The point is, and he says this, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Many of them are weirded out even more. They're like, yeah, so when are you going to give us more of that magic bread you got? We know, we like it. Jesus says, no. You don't understand. If you think that your greatest need is physical bread, you're missing the point. I'm not here to save you physically. I'm here to save you spiritually. That is your soul forever. Now, in John 11, we have another one of these stories. So we're not going to read the whole thing. It's a long chapter. But Jesus has a friend, and his friend dies. And he knows his friend is going to die. And he's got a group of, you know, people following him around. And Jesus says, we're going to go to this place because Jesus, there's actually this funny moment in this chapter where Jesus says to his buddies, Lazarus is the guy's name who died. And Jesus said, Lazarus has fallen asleep and we're going to wake him up. And Lazarus had died. So Jesus is, you know, being poetic as Jesus does. And his disciples are like, Jesus, like, if he's just asleep, he's going to be fine. Like, slap an aspirin on that. He's going to be great. We don't need to go all the way there. And Jesus actually says, guys, he's dead. Like, you missed it. Can I not use poetic language ever? Right? So they go to this town, and Lazarus is dead, and Jesus knows that he's dead. So you have this physical picture, which is that Lazarus is physically dead. But Jesus is going to use this to make a spiritual point. He's going to raise this joker from the tomb. Going to walk out wrapped in burial clothes, blow people's minds. But that's not the point. The point is in the couple verses we're going to read, which are John 11, 25. It's on the left-hand side of the pew Bible, John 11, 25 and 26. Now, Jesus is talking to someone who is close to Lazarus, who's sad. And he's giving her hope. And he says to her in John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Now, these verses don't make any sense if Jesus is talking about physical death. Right? If he was talking about physical death, the encouraging thing he would have said is, listen, Martha, I am going to raise Lazarus from the dead. I'm going to raise him from the dead, and he's going to be alive. Isn't that great? But that's not the point. The point isn't that Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead. The point is that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So Jesus goes on to raise Lazarus. And you can imagine you're Jesus like the next day in town, right? Like this happens. Some people saw it. Many people heard of it. Someone comes up to Jesus and they probably want what? I mean, you just heard this guy raise someone from the dead. So everyone that morning, like, let's make our list of all of our dead loved ones. Better rank them. He might not have time to get to everybody. Who's top of the list? Let's find this guy. Jesus, there you are. You're the guy who raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus is like, that's me. Say, great. Cemetery 434 over there, my husband. Could you come and do the same thing for him? And Jesus would have said something like, I suspect, you've missed the point. The point is not that I can raise a bunch of people from the dead. The point is, I am the resurrection and the life. And he tells Martha what that means. It means believe in me. Don't believe in what I can do for you. Don't believe this is the guy who creates food out of thin air and talks about water in a weird way, but it sounds cool, so we like it. And he raises people from the dead. So let's get on his team. That's not the point. That's believing in Jesus for what he can do, and Jesus wants you to believe in him, the person. Now, in order to believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, you got to accept a couple of things. First, that you need a spiritual resurrection and a spiritual life. You have to accept you do not have a spiritual life. When Jesus says he's the resurrection and the life, he's also saying, subtext, you need me. I wouldn't be offering this to you if it didn't meet a need. And the need is that you are spiritually dead. This might be hard to believe. It's my wife's birthday today. Today. It's a bummer. It's like resurrection of Jesus. My birthday. Sorry, we're celebrating both. And give Joe your love. I was thinking that part of Jesus came and Jesus saved my wife. He redeemed my wife. And I thought, man, what would we be if we didn't have Jesus, spiritual life? And I was thinking about myself and her, and I'm the kind of person who, like me minus Jesus, is very, very bad. In the sense, it's like go big or go home sort of bad, like dead in a ditch, overdosed on drugs, lifeless, like definitely not making it to 30 or 40 years old. That's bad news. That's me without Jesus. Some of you too. Thank you, Jesus. My wife, though, would be in some ways in a much, much worse place without Christ because I suspect she'd be fairly competent. And would get a nice, she'd get a nice entry-level librarian job. She'd do good. She'd go home, get her groceries, right? She doesn't want to take over the world. She just want to live her life. Before she married me, that was her goal. Now she's stuck. She'd get a raise every few years, a promotion every once in a while. She'd live her whole life doing a good job, thinking nothing of the fact that she's spiritually dead. Maybe you're one of those two, probably, right? Your life could be in shambles, and I do not need to spend any time convincing you that you're a mess. You're an absolute mess. You're a physical mess, you're an emotional mess, and you're a spiritual mess, and you need resurrection, and you need life. Maybe you're the other kind. You're like, I'm good. Like, the bank account's doing fine. Nice retirement plan for later. My life isn't a mess. You're in just as much trouble, my friend, because we're all sinners. We're all spiritually dead. You got to accept that you need the resurrection and the life. The other thing you have to believe is that Jesus can actually do what he's claiming he can do. So he lives his life and he says these things. I'm the living water. I'm the bread of life. I'm the resurrection and the life. And people believe. And then at the end, he dies, which is a bummer. It's a bummer for all those people. And can you imagine, you got the Jesus is the bread of life tattoo. Jesus is the living water tattoo over here. He's the resurrection and the life right on your forehead. Life, 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 and he's dead. He died. That's a bummer. It kind of corrupts the idea that he can do what he said he could do. But, you see, now we're here to the Easter thing. Why we're all so happy about what Easter represents, which is that while he was actually dead, he was dead. It's not that half of him was dead. He was a person and he died and he was in the grave and he wasn't breathing. And then 3 days later, he just breathed all of a sudden and he came back and the stone was rolled away, and he walked out. Now, to us, this is more than just a nice story, because everything rides on this. You can't say you're the resurrection and the life and then die. You can't do that. If you want to be able to back up what you're saying, and you say crazy things like that, you better conquer death, and you better do it well. And that's what we're celebrating this morning. So when Jesus says, don't miss the point, friends. It's not that I can raise people from the dead. That's not the point. That's pretty crazy. But it's not the point. The point is, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm a person. You must believe in me. And if you do, you won't ever die. You won't ever die spiritually. That's why we're here. That's why we're singing so loudly and will continue to sing so loudly in a minute. But I'm going to pray for us first and implore you to answer Jesus' question. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the attention I got here, even from the kiddos. Parents working hard to pay attention to, Lord. You know how it works. We're thankful to proclaim that Christ is risen, that the stone was rolled away. And I pray that friends here who have not believed this to be true, not that you're powerful, not that you can raise people from the dead or come up with miracles, but that you are the resurrection and the life, and that if they believe in you, they will live even if they die physically. Pray that you would help them, and I pray that we would be able to rejoice together now. In Christ's name, amen.